erected a house. We nailed each cedar shake onto the roof, one by one.
I have vivid memories of hauling hundreds of heavy rocks to build a retaining wall, which the overflowing creek tore down more than once. With my own hands, I moved those stones many times. With yet more stones, we assembled a huge living room fireplace. Despite the hard work, those stones and oak beams filled me with Amish content. But I was not Amish. If you were going to cut down a huge tree, I decided, it was a good idea to use a chainsaw. Any forest tribesman who could get his hands on one would agree. Once you gain your voice around technology and become more sure of what you want, it becomes obvious that some technologies are simply superior to others. If my travels in the old world had taught me anything, it was that aspirin, cotton clothing, metal pots, and telephones are fantastic inventions. They are good. People everywhere in the world, with very few exceptions, grab them when they can. Anyone who has ever held a perfectly designed hand tool knows that it can lift your soul. Airplanes had stretched my horizons, books had opened my mind, antibiotics had saved my life, photography had ignited my muse. Even the chainsaw, which can cleanly slice through knotty burls too tough for a hand axe, had instilled in me a reverence for the beauty and strength of wood no other agent in the world could. I became fascinated by the challenge of picking the few tools that might elevate my spirit. In 1980, I freelanced for a publication, the Whole Earth Catalog, that used its own readers to select and recommend appropriate tools picked out of the ocean of self-serving manufactured stuff. In the 1970s and 80s, the Whole Earth Catalog was, in essence, a user-generated website before the web, before computers, employing only cheap newsprint. The audience were the authors. I was thrilled by the changes that simple, well-selected tools could provoke in people's lives. At the age of 28, I started selling mail-order budget travel guides that published low-cost information on how to enter the technologically simple realms most of the planet lived in. My only two significant possessions at the time were a bike and a sleeping bag. So I borrowed a friend's computer, an early Apple II, to automate my fledgling Moonlight business, and I got a cheap telephone modem to transmit my text to the printer. A fellow editor at the Whole Earth Catalog with an interest in computers slipped me a guest account that allowed me to remotely join an experimental teleconferencing system being run by a college professor at the New Jersey Institute of Technology. I soon found myself immersed in something altogether bigger and wilder, the frontier of an online community. It was a new continent, more alien to me than Asia, and I began to report on it as if it were an exotic travel destination. To my immense surprise, I found that these high-tech computer networks were not deadening the souls of early users like me. They were filling our souls. There was something unexpectedly organic about these ecosystems of people and wires. Out of complete nothingness, we were barn-raising a virtual commonwealth. When the Internet finally came along a few years later, it seemed almost Amish to me. As computers moved to the center of our lives, I discovered something I had not noticed about technology before. In addition to technology's ability to satisfy and create desires, and to occasionally save labor, it did something else. It brought new opportunities. Right before my eyes, I saw online networks connect people with ideas, options, and other people they could not possibly have met otherwise. Online networks unleashed passions, compounded creativity, amplified generosity. At the very cultural moment when pundits declared that writing was dead, millions began writing online more than they ever had written before. Exactly when the experts declared people would only bowl alone, millions began to gather together in large numbers. Online, they collaborated, cooperated, shared, and created in myriad unexpected ways.